Nolte, treasonous media's cover-up begins with hair-splitting over the word spy. By John Nolte on April 11, 2019. From Obama to Lynch to Comey to Isikoff to Brennan to Tepper. That is how the Russian collusion hoax aka the insurance policy began. Not with journalism. Journalism involves wiping off the makeup, leaving your cozy studio, and going out in the world to track down a story that may or may not be a sure thing. Real journalism involves risk and sweat, the chance of failure, and the chance you might have to report something inconvenient to your own personal political beliefs. Real journalism does not involve picking up the phone to be told what to report. From Obama to Lynch to Comey to Isikoff to Brennan to Tepper was not journalism. Not even close. No story was tracked down. No information uncovered. No truth revealed, quite the opposite, in fact. This was always a plot, a scheme, a conspiracy, a coup attempt deliberately premised on lies. And from the beginning, the establishment media, all of them, were in on it. And this is why the media are so desperate to distract us today with a breathtakingly stupid debate over the definition of the word spying. Let's begin with the beginning. Months before Trump won the 2016 presidential election, and thanks to disgraceful men like the late Senator John McCain, Oz, everyone in the elite media and deep state already had the phony Russia dossier. Everyone knew it was Oppo research bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And by the time Trump won, everyone knew it was bullshit, because by that time, every corrupt media outlet in the country had spent millions hoping to verify even one of the dossier's disgusting details. By that time, the Obama administration, by way of Loretta Lynch's Justice Department, James Comey's FBI, and John Brennan's CIA, had already spent countless man hours spying on then-candidate Trump and his campaign. We now know this was a dedicated spying campaign that included actual wiretaps, covert human sources deployed to surreptitiously gather information on campaign personnel, and the use of human informants. Justified solely on Oppo research collected by the other major party's nominee, this was not only a sophisticated spy campaign involving the CIA and FBI against the other major party's nominee. It was a desperate spy campaign, so desperate the FISA court was serially lied to as a means to obtain those wiretaps. You see, all along there was always this one little tiny itty-bitty teensy-weensy problem. Not a single piece of the dossier's dirt could be confirmed. Despite all the resources at the command of the deep state and the corporate media, nothing could be confirmed. From Obama to Lynch to Comey to Isikoff. Yes, a journalist. Enter Yahoo's Michael Isikoff, who was kind of enough to publish information about the unverified dossier. And how odd that the same Michael Isikoff who, some 20 years ago, refused to publish a verified story about President Clinton having sex with an intern in the Oval Office, is now the same Michael Isikoff who was happy to publish a story about an unverified dossier. And how convenient was it for the deep state that Isikoff's stenography report was then used to corroborate the dossier so the FISA court would authorize a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign? Wait a second, slow down. Rewind. See how that worked? To get the warrants, plural, to spy on the Trump campaign, the dirty cops who applied for the warrant needed to confirm the dossier was real. So Isikoff somehow got his hands on the dossier. Was somehow convinced to publish unverified information in the dossier. And now Obama's dirty cops had an outside source to confirm what was in the dossier, even though that second source was the dossier. But even after all that spying, all that wiretapping, all the scheming by CIA operatives to convince numerous Trump personnel to attend overseas traps meetings, the human sources, the strategic and illegal media leaks, and God only know how many millions spent by the corporate media. The CIA, the FBI, the Justice and State Departments, and the media still could not verify a single negative thing in that dossier, which means no one could go public with the dossier. And now Trump is president. And now Trump has to go. And now that phony dossier is the only way to wrap a burning tire around Trump's neck. A burning tire that will smother his agenda and maybe even hopefully perhaps possibly overturn the election. And now we're going to use the dossier because the dossier has always been the insurance policy. And so a scheme was hatched, a plot manufactured, a conspiracy born. How do we legitimize telling the world about a flaming pile of bullshit no one can confirm? Easy. We brief Trump on the flaming pile of bullshit, and the briefing of the president is the hook that turns the flaming pile of bullshit into legitimate news. Comey grabs the insurance policy. Comey briefs Trump on the insurance policy. Comey tells Brennan he briefed Trump on the insurance policy. And because he and CNN were in on this conspiracy from the beginning, all the Scripps and Chirons are ready to fire when Brennan tells Jake Tapper to stop the world with the breaking news: Trump briefed on the insurance policy. And now the world knows about the dossier. From Obama to Lynch to Comey to Isikoff to Brennan to Tapper. And this is why the media want to distract us over the definition of spying. This ludicrous debate over the spying is a stall. This attempt to wrap us round the axle of nonsense is the act of a desperate gang of corrupt journalists who know that once their roles in the coup attempt are uncovered and exposed, not only will it, again, prove they're all partisan hacks, but prove everything Trump says is true. Because what are those who attempt to overturn a presidential election using lies if not the enemy of the we the people? From Obama to Lynch to Comey to Isikoff to Brennan to Tapper. They were all in on it, the entire corporate media. And now these traitors are screaming gibberish about Bill Barr's tinfoil hat, hoping to distract us from that fact, hoping to smear the truth of their treason as a conspiracy theory. Debating whether or not Trump was spied on by the Obama administration is like debating whether or not water is wet. I won't do it. Keep your eye on the ball, on the bastards who betrayed this country to collude with an FBI, CIA, and Justice Department that colluded with the Clinton campaign, that colluded with the foreigner, Christopher Steele, who colluded with the Kremlin to fabricate lies about Trump, and did so to get their hands on an insurance policy to remove a duly elected American president. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.